The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Abraham Lincoln said in 1863 that America had forgotten God, so he called for a nationwide day of prayer and fasting for that great evil. America today has also forgotten God. But we don't have a president calling for the nation to turn to God. We don't have a president calling for a nation to repent and turn to God with a day of prayer and fasting and repentance. God warned our forefathers, ancient Israel, 40 years after he brought them out of the land of Egypt, not to forget God. Because when you do, whether it's an individual or a nation, you are setting yourself up for a lot of trouble. Now I ask you, my friends, are we in a lot of trouble today? And do you know what has caused it? Most people doesn't understand why we have so many problems today. Notice this morning in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, beginning in verse 4. God says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." We as a nation don't believe that statement. We don't believe God is one. We have made him a trinity, which the Bible doesn't teach. Verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." That means you put God first above everything. That means you obey God and let nothing separate you from God. That means you let nothing come between you and your Maker. Do we obey that command? No. We love self and things. And things have played a big part in the fact that we have forgotten our Maker. It seems that if God says do something, we stiffen our neck and don't do it. If he said don't do it, we stiffen our neck and do it. Does that ring a bell with you? Verse 6, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Yes, God's word, his laws, was to be and should be in our heart, on our mind. Do you even know God's word? And if you do, do you obey it? Very few people today know the Bible, God's word. Very few people even know the Ten Commandments. Continuing here in verse 7, "You shall teach them," speaking of the Ten Commandments here, and God's ways, his laws, his statutes, and his judgments, "you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Well, do you teach your kids to obey God's word? Does our nation? Well, the answer is obvious. God said do that, and we don't do that. Would that remind you of what God said about the nation of Israel in the 1400s B.C.? Here's what he said. He said, "You are a stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious people." He was speaking about our ancestors, ancient Israel. And my friends, we haven't changed. We are still a stiff-necked, stubborn, and rebellious people against God and his word. Verse 8 continues, "You shall bind them," that's speaking of God's law, "you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Yes, they shall be on your mind, so that you will live by them." Yes, God's word, and that includes his law, the beautiful Ten Commandments, was to be a guide, a standard to live by from the creation of Adam and Eve right down to our day and forever. No, Christ did not do away with his law. We just don't want to obey God's word and his law. God said, "Teach your kids the value of keeping God's law, the good result, the peace, the good marriages, the obedient kids, and so on." But we like the thrill of disobeying God's law. And when the world, our nation, or an individual chooses the course of disobedience to our Maker, it doesn't take long until you have forgotten God. And it doesn't take long until your problems or the curses that we have brought upon us by disobeying our God is overtaking us as we see them doing today. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 9, continuing here, "You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." They didn't have the Bible at that time, so God commanded them to write his laws and post them where they could see them and could read them daily. God told the kings of Israel to write them a copy of the law, and that meant the first five books of the Bible. He also told them to read it daily. Now, why would God command such things to a king? Well, so they would stay humble and not lift self up above their people, and so they would not forget God and set an example for the nation. Continuing here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 10, notice what God continues to say. And it shall be, when the Eternal your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. In other words, God is telling our forefathers, and that means for us today, should have been a warning for us today that we have ignored, says, when you come in to that good land that God has given you, and you have plenty, you're living in plenty. Yes, and we have lived the American dream, the most blessed nation on the face of the earth, because God promised that he would do this. He promised this to Abraham, and he has fulfilled his promise. God says, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Yes, God said, when you have eaten and are full, when you have plenty, when you are living in plenty, says, don't think then that you don't need your Maker, and you turn away from God and forget him. That's exactly what they did. They forgot the true God and turned to idolatry, which finally led them to their removal from the homeland to captivity. We have forgotten our God just as our ancestors, and it will lead to our removal from our homeland into captivity. And just look at the curses we have brought on ourselves. Just look at the problems and the suffering that we're living in today, because we have ignored God and his word and have gone the way that seemed right to man. In other words, we have followed Satan and his demons. The Bible tells us that in many places that we will be taken captive. We have set our mind and our desire on the material things. Yes, we have eaten and become full and have forgotten our God. But my friends, we are needing that God. We are needing him bad today, and we won't admit it and turn to him. We need that God that has blessed America above all people. God commands us to repent of this great evil and turn to him with our whole heart, and he will save our nation. And I can tell you, this is the only thing that is going to save our nation, if we repent and turn to God and begin to obey him. Nothing else, no man, no human being is going to save our nation. It's going to take a nationwide repentance of turning to God for God to save our nation. He also warns us that if we don't turn to him, then he will continue to strip us of all the blessings he has given us, and we will be conquered and wind up in slavery. Now, I know you don't want to hear that, and I don't like telling you that either, but that's God's word, and it will happen. Yes, God's word will come to pass unless we repent and turn to our God. Now, we know, according to God's word, that our nation as a whole will not do that. Will you? You can, my friends. Yes, you can. But will you? Now, I know that's hard for you to believe due to the fact that we have been and still are the most powerful nation on earth. Many other nations and empires didn't think that they would ever fall, even when God had predicted hundreds or thousands of years before that they would. Now, here's something you should understand, and that is, every great nation and empire down through history has fallen, and that includes the British Empire, the greatest empire ever known. God predicted the rise and fall of that empire thousands of years ago. He also predicted the rise of this greatest nation ever known, the United States of America. He also predicted the fall of this nation thousands of years ago because of coming to the point of plenty and then turning our back on God. Thankfully, there seems to be a few, at least a few people in our nation that understand why we are in so much trouble. And they see the handwriting on the wall for America. Yes, we have forgotten our God, and God isn't walking among us and blessing us because we and our leaders aren't obeying God. Notice what God said in 1 Kings 6, verse 1. That's 1 Kings chapter 6, and verse 1. And it came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. Now here was a nation that had a king after King David that was still obeying God, and the nation was prospering. Notice what God continues to say here in verse 11 through 13 to this nation. Then the word of the Eternal came to Solomon, saying, concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes, execute my judgments, keep all my commandments, and walk in them, then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people. Yes, God said, speaking to our forefathers, and it means for us today as well, if we obey him, then he will dwell among us and will not forsake us. Did you catch the one that God was speaking to? He was speaking to the king over his people, the nation of Israel, over 400 years after he brought them out of Egypt, out of slavery. God always expected the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, after they became two nations, to obey his word, his laws, and he commanded them to do just that. And when they did, the nation always prospered because God was with them. Yes, God was walking among them. And when they disobeyed, they had much trouble. So it is very evident in the Word of God that you get into trouble when you cast God behind your back. It is also very evident that if you want to prosper, then all you have to do is turn and obey God's word. Israel and Judah always prospered when their kings obeyed God, because God was walking among them and blessing the whole nation. The king was setting the right example, and the people were following. That would happen today, my friends. Yes, indeed. If we had a president that would turn to God, call on the nation to repent, that would happen today. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, daily on some stations and weekly on others. If you'd like to know more and understand more about what's going to happen to our nation and how to avoid the pitfall that we're in and the worst times ahead that has ever been for our nation or for the world, we invite you to call us and request our free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. All you need to do, just call the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.